Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. With Christmas approaching ever more quickly, we ask the Lord that we might be prepared and that we might be able to accept what is about to happen. We ask that the Lord gives us and provides us with the faith needed to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Emmanuel. Prepare my heart, Lord Jesus. Turn not from me aside, and help me to receive you this blessed Adventide. In our gospel lesson, Joseph comes to find that his soon-to-be wife is pregnant, and he's bewildered. This is not by his doing. He has no idea how this has happened. So he plans to divorce her quietly. He plans to divorce her quietly because he cares for her very much, and he doesn't want to bring any harm to her. By exposing her publicly, if one is to be found unfaithful in those days, they take it very seriously. Either both the unfaithful or the guilty party will be put to death by stoning, or they're rejected by the betrothed and shamed, being cut off from their family and their friends. Now, it's not necessarily certain what would have happened to Mary, but whatever the case is, it would not have been pleasant. And Joseph doesn't want anything like this to happen to Mary. He was an upstanding man, and he cared for her very much. But this baby, this coming Savior, confuses and startles Joseph. Therefore, an angel of the Lord must come down and prepare Joseph and explain to him how and why all of this is happening. God coming to earth through Jesus Christ is something for us that is very difficult to understand or grasp. We're merely humans. Angels even have to come to the shepherds and explain to them that this child born will bring peace to all mankind. God continually prepares his people for his coming into this world. He prepared Joseph. He prepared Mary. He prepared the shepherds in the fields watching their flocks. God prepared his people by sending John the Baptist. And today, we've been preparing for this baby to be born each and every Advent service that we have. And the time has come in which this preparation is coming to an end. So we ask and we say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, now and dwell with us and within us. Prepare my heart, Lord Jesus. Turn not from me aside and help me to receive you this blessed Adventide. From stall and manger low, come now and dwell within me. I'll sing your praises gladly and forth your glory show. The last verse of our hymn for our Advent season. Emmanuel is born to us and God dwells among us. And we ask him that he may dwell within us also. And God does dwell within us. God dwells in us when we hear his word and when we believe it. And we have heard the word of the Lord. We hear it every time we come to worship here at church. We have heard the word of the Lord preparing our hearts for Christ's birth. And again we ask, Lord, prepare our hearts, prepare our lives, prepare our minds for your presence and the salvation that is to come on Christmas and that has already come. God dwells within us when we take the Lord's Supper. And we prepare for the Lord's Supper through the confessing of our sins and through belief that the body and blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross is also the same body and blood that is given to us in the Lord's Supper. God dwells within us because we've been baptized. His Holy Spirit has been given to us in baptism, giving us life and saving us from separation from God because of our sinfulness. The Word, which is Christ and his Spirit, has been given to us and dwells in us because of our baptisms. This is why we sing in our hymn, to prepare our hearts. We have heard the word of the Lord and we respond. asking for mercy and grace so that God's will is done in us. What is living inside of Mary is truly the Lord in flesh. God's will is done through her, that this baby will be born through her and the Savior of the world will come. The angel tells Joseph, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So we ask that the Lord dwells within us so that our sins may be wiped away. The Lord saves his people from their sins through this Savior born and when this Savior dies on a cross. That's where we have our forgiveness. And that forgiveness, it springs forth from the death of Christ on that cross and is given to us in his word, which we hear and which we read. That word that we inwardly digest, sometimes known as spiritual milk, because it strengthens us. We read, we mark, we learn, and we study it each and every day, allowing his word to dwell in us. That forgiveness from that Savior on the cross is given to us in the body and blood in the Lord's Supper, which we consume into ourselves. This supper which strengthens our faith and gives us the forgiveness of sins from Mary's son, who is named Jesus, which means God saves. Because he will and he has saved his people. So prepare once again, because there is good news for all people. A baby will be born, and he will save God's people from their sins. He will save them from death, and he will even save them from the devil himself. You will find this Savior in God's word. You will find him in the Lord's Supper. You will find him on the cross. He comes in just a couple weeks or less, but he's also here with us now as we gather as a church and as we hear his word. And he is coming back once again at the end of time. So we prepare our hearts, and we ask, prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus. Help us to receive you this blessed Adventide when we read and hear your word and when we eat your Holy Supper. Dwell among us and dwell in us so that we may sing your praises for all to hear. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds unto life everlasting. Amen.